which were Lila Mani class, August 12, 2019, continuing chapter 5, varieties of Nayakas, or heroine lovers of Krishna and Vrindavan, especially the gopis, specifically the gopis. We're discussing nine types of Nayaka Bhav, or the loving moods of Krishna's gopi lovers like Radharani and others. So now we discussed already Avisarika Bhav. This is a traveling lover who goes out, she runs out of her house to meet Krishna at some appointed meeting place, at a kunj or on the banks of the Yamuna. And we discussed the Avisarika Anayika, and we discussed the Vasik Saja Anayika. She is the hopeful waiting lover. She's gone to the kunj, the appointed meeting place. Somehow Krishna's not there, so she's waiting for him. And while she's waiting, she decorates herself nicely, adjusts everything perfectly. And she enjoys telling her sakis about her pastimes with Krishna. She looks continually for Krishna's arrival, looks continually down the path, and she yearns to enjoy amorous pastimes. That's the Vasik Saja Nayaka. Now we're discussing the Utkantita Nayaka. The word utkanta means eagerness. She's the eager and anxious lover. She's in the kunja, or in the kunj. It's almost, you can say, an acceleration, or a more advanced stage or aggravated stage of the Vasik Saja Anayaka, who's in the kunja, and she's hopeful and waiting, hopeful waiting, and now she's waiting for some time, and Krishna seems to be delayed and is not coming, and she becomes a little anxious and eager. So then her Vasik Saja Bhav becomes Utkantita, which Rupa Goswami describes in chapter 5, verse 79 and 80, when he's describing these varieties of Nayakas. And he says that it's viraha utkantita bhav. She's utkantita mood, sentiments, feelings, bhav. The gopi has this bhav. She's very eager and anxious to meet Krishna, and Rupa Goswami, and she's in anxiety because of the delay of Krishna coming. She's feeling some viraha, some slight pains of separation. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? When will he come? When will he come? So this gopi, Rupa Goswami defines, she becomes very eager and anxious to meet her beloved, who has neither offended her nor quarreled with her. So this happens. She becomes very, anyone would actually, of course, become eager and anxious if someone is, you're supposed to meet someone and they're late, and there's no sign of them coming and no call or message. So you may become a little anxious. She's a certain type of longing to meet her beloved. Rupa Goswami Pad gives an example here. Verse 81, Chandravali is speaking to Padma. So So Chandravali, the anti-party, the arrival of Radharani, she's waiting to meet Krishna in her kunja, Chandravali's kunj, Gauri Tirtha. Krishna's delayed, she becomes anxious and eager, feeling some anxiety, and Vera Otkantita, Nayaka. So she confides in her dearest Padma Sakhi. Is it possible for Krishna to remain any longer without thinking of my sweetness? Doesn't he remember me? Oh, what misfortune. This is Vishnu's Tika. Actually, the verse is saying, verse 81 of chapter 5, Sakhi kim abhavad bararadha kataksha gunerayam. Samaramatava kim parabdam suraribir udurai. Ahaha! Bahalashtamyam prachimuke yutirite vido vidumuki nayan mam sasmara vrajeshra nandanandan. In translation of this verse 81, giving the example of the Viraha Utkantita or the Utkantita Nayaka, Chandravali says, O Sakhi Padma, is Krishna now bound by the ropes of Radharani's sidelong glances? Bada Radha Kataksha Guna. Guna means ropes. The three gunas were tied and bound. Bada Guna, Bada Trigun. So Radharani, Krishna is also bound. We are bound by this material energy, Maya, Sattva, Raja, Tama. Ignorance, goodness, sometimes we're in goodness, sometimes we're passionate, sometimes we're lazy, lethargic, and ignorant, indolent, tamogun. So this is being Maya Guna Bada, the Bada Jiva, the bound Bada Jiva, the living entity is bound in illusion in this material world. Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and the alokic realm, the transcendental world of Brajadam, Krishna is also bound, but he's not bound by the ropes of illusion or Mahamaya. He's bound by the ropes of Radharani's sidelong glances, for which all the mandris are praying every day that Radharani will bestow just a slight merciful glance from the corner of her eyes. Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Kada Karishya Siyamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Kada, the mandris are praying, the sadhaka mandris are praying. Kada. When, O Radharani, when? When will you cast a sidelong glance, Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. When will you cast a sidelong glance of mercy upon me? So Krishna is also bound by the Radha Kataksha. Aksha means eye and Katta means corner. Krishna Bado Radha Kataksha Gune. Very nice phrase for mandris and mandris sadhakas to meditate on, how our Swamini, Arishri Radharani, Shrimati Radharani, she's so powerful, she's Parameshwari. For the mandris, she's Ishwari. for Krishna, she's Parameshwari. This is an example of how Radharani captures, controls, and binds Krishna with her loving glances, not even a full glance, just the corners of her eyes. Krishna bhado Radha katakshaguner. Chandravali goes on, O Padma, is Krishna now tied up and bound by the Bhadaradakataksha Gunair? Is he bound by the ropes of Radharani's sidelong glances? Or has Krishna now started fighting a war with the powerful enemies of the devatas? Alas, Vidumukhi, O moon-faced Gopi Padma, it is already the eighth day of Krishna Paksha, Ashtami. The moon is now rising in the east, and Vrajeshwara Nandan does not remember me. So we can see that the next one is Kandit. The Kandit means Kandit, like a Kanda. Kanda means broken. Kandita. So the fourth type of heroine is a Kandita. And she becomes, when the lover doesn't arrive at the appointed rendezvous place, for example, in the Kunj, she becomes Kandit. She's brokenhearted. She's a cheated, devastated lover. She's heartbroken. Her hopes and anticipations and all her excitements and decorations and Vasik Saja and Vira Utkantita. Now it's all that decorations and anticipation and excitement and eagerness and anxiousness has now become, she's become angry and silent and hopeless. So after the first type of second type of Nayaka, the Vasa Saja, the gopi that goes to the Kunj like Radharani, Alita Vishaka, yearning to enjoy amorous pastimes with Krishna, gazing down the path, anxiously waiting for his arrival, hoping. And then some time goes and it's past the actual time. And then she becomes, eagerness overtakes her, the feeling and mood of eagerness and anxiousness. And now her Vasa Sajaba becomes Utkantita. And then this comes to Kandit. And then Kandit evolves and manifests in a different form of mood or Nayaka Bhav as Vipralabdha. So these three conditions after the waiting, hopeful waiting lover in the Kunj, Utkantita, Kandita, and Vipralabdha, they share some common features. The common feature is that the gopi, lover of Krishna, she's completely dependent on Krishna. She's feeling greatly dependent and hopeful, anxious, and eager. And she's longing for Krishna in his absence. So then, commenting on this verse, I didn't finish it actually. Let me finish the verse. Chandravali says, oh, I said that. It's Krishna Ashtami, the moon is rising in the east, And it doesn't seem, Padmaji, that Krishna is remembering me. He's totally forgotten. And Vishwanath comments, "Oh, Padma, alas, Shyam doesn't remember me on this Ashtami. Is it possible for Shyam to remain without thinking of my sweetness? Doesn't Shyam remember me? Alas, oh, what fortune." So in this verse of chapter 5, Ujjwala Nilamani, verse 81, spoken by Chandravali to Padma, confiding in her that it appears that Krishna has forgotten her and neglected to come to the Kunj to meet her on Krishna Ashtami. So she's expressing her anxiousness and despair. Now we'll go to the next lover here. As described, this is the Viprilabdha, although in some books they describe that Kandit, then Viprilamba, but in the actual Ujjwala Nilamani chapter 5, verse 83, what follows Utkantita is Viprilabdha. This means the stood up lover, the unintentionally cheated lover. Rupa Goswami defines verse 83. When Krishna breaks his appointment to meet a gopi because of destiny, that gopi is called Viprilabdha. The word Viprilabdha means cheated, just like we talk about the different four coverings or limitations or char dosh of the jivatma. One is the tendency to be illusioned, moh. Another is the tendency to cheat, vipralipsa. And the other one is imperfect senses, karna patava, and commit mistakes. So these are four features of the human being, although we pride ourselves as being so perfect and pakka, actually, we often make mistakes and we often misjudge things, misunderstand what our senses or mind is, our sixth sense is our mind, our thinking, our thoughts, our contemplations, our understandings and our perceptions are often quite wrong. What we thought to be true is quite opposite. This is called misconception or misapprehension or misunderstanding. The word miss is there. Something is missing in our intelligence, in our mind. So defects and something missing in our visionary powers and our auditory listening powers are defective, and our tasting powers and smelling powers and touching powers. are often fairless. So vipralipsa means the tendency to take a little more than my quota. As Isha Upanishad, Krishna's teaching in this great Upanishad, the teachings of Bhagavan Sri Narayan, Isha, Bhagavan Ishvara, Parameshwara Narayan. Isha vasyam idam sarvam tena dek, after the invocation or Mangala Charan of Isha Upanishad, which many people are familiar with, Om Purnam Adam Purnam Adam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. And following that is verse 1 of Isha Upanishad. Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam Yat Kincha Jagatyam Jagat Tena Tyaktena Bunjita Magridha Kasyasvidhanam. Everything animate, moving and non-moving, everything moving and non-moving, living and non-living, that is within this universe, is owned and controlled by Krishna. Everything belongs, everything and everyone and every article in this entire universe belongs to God. One should therefore accept only those things, bunjita. One should accept only those things which are set aside as his quota, which are necessary for his livelihood, and one should not try to usurp or take the property of another or take more than what one needs. So this is the idea of this viparlabdha is the fourth type of nayaka, the stood-up lover who is unintentionally cheated by her lover, by her beloved. So as Rupa Goswami says, feeling cheated, viparlabdha, 83, kritva sanketam aprapte daivaj jivita valabe. Jivita valabe. The beloved of one's life. Jivita valabe. Avyata manan. Manant. Avyata. Yata man antara prokta. Vipralabdha manishibi. Nirveda chinta kirashru murcha nishwasit adibhak. So when she's somehow or other unintentionally, Krishna doesn't come, he breaks his appointment due to destiny, this viparlabdha gopi, she feels very unhappy in her heart, feels cheated. In other words, the stood-up cheated lover, because viparlabdha means feeling cheated. And her reactions, this is her bhav, this is her feeling. This becomes her sthayi bhav, temporary sthayi bhav. Her sthayi bhav is madhurati, amorous loving attachment for Krishna and Parakiya Bhav as his paramour lover, Gopi. But now that weight of waves, a sanchari, a mood of feeling cheated rises up in that. And then she expresses various sattvic bhavas and sanchari bhavas, like crying, ashru, and murcha. She cries, she laments, she becomes despondent. These are vyabhachari bhavas. 33 small feelings. Despondency, she becomes very thoughtful. Then niswast, she starts breathing heavily. She's manifest feelings of despair and anxiety and anguish, weeping and sighing. These are how some of the ways by which the cheated or unintentionally stood up lover, the cheated lover, the Vipralabdha Nayaka. These are some of the emotional responses and feelings and physical expressions she undergoes in responding to the situation of being stood up and apparently cheated by her lover. So there's an example of the Vipralabdha Nayaka. Radharani, this is in verse 84, Radharani speaks to her, to Vishakha, our dearest Yukteswari of the Advaita Parivar. Our Sakhi Yukteswari is Vishakha, we're in Vishakha's Sakhigan. And our chief Manjari is Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari, Das Goswami. Oh, Vishakhe, the moon has now left the sky. Vindati smad divamindurindira. Vindati smad vadiyam indurindira. Nayakena sakivanchita vayam. Kuramahe kim hirashadi sadaram. Dragiti klamam agan mrigekshana. Vindati smad divam indurindira. Nayakena saki vanchita vayam. Kuramahe kim ihas shadi sadaram. Dragiti klamham agan mrigekshana. The moon has left the sky. Oh, Saki, this Krishna has cheated us. What shall we do now? Oh, please. Instruct me. After speaking these words, Mriga Ikshana. Mriga means deer. Mriga Ikshana means Radharani. Klamam Agan. Drag iti klamam. After speaking these words, Radharani suddenly faints. Heavy response. She's so overwhelmed in despair and anguish and separation from her dearest beloved sweetheart, Shyam Sundar. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments. He imagines the conversation of Radharani is speaking like this. O Vishakhe, it seems that the time for meeting has gone away and Krishna has run away with Lakshmi. So what need do I have for him? O Vishakha, please teach me how to die, because I do not want to live anymore. Saying this in great despair and anguish, Radharani suddenly fainted. Radharani. Oh, Radharani. I'll run out. I'll run down a footpath. And the Manjari, seeing Radharani fainting, she's standing next to Radharani. And Radharani and Vishakha are sitting on the flower bed, Pushpa Palang. And the Manjari is gently fanning Radharani and Vishakha. She's fanning Radharani, her Ishwari, and she's fanning Vishakha, her Yukteswari, ever so gently. This breeze, Sukhasparshena. Shitala Atulam. The Manjari is fanning the chamara so gracefully and so beautiful, such beautiful, graceful, artistic movements of her wrist and arm. She's fanning Radharani, her Ishwari Swamini Radha, and she's fanning Vishakha, her Ishwari Radharani, and her Yukteswari, her Sakhi group leader, her Yukteswari Vishakha. She's fanning them both and listening at intently to this conversation where Radharani is revealing her mind. Guyam akyati prichiti. Radharani in confidence and trust with her most confidential and closest Sakhi confidant, Vishakha Devi. She's opening her mind and speaking. She's so much anguish and despair and anxiety in Radharani's voice. And the Manjaris are fully bhav-taratmika. The Manjari, that fortunate Manjari who's listening to this and alone with Radharani in the kunj, in the Kali kunj on the bank of the Yamuna, waiting for Krishna. Vishakha is there, comforting Radharani, and one Manjari is fanning, as we said. And this Manjari is feeling the same despair that Radharani feels, and the same anxiety, and the same anguish that Radharani feels. And as Radharani is speaking these phrases, oh, Vishakha, the moon is gone from the sky, which means the sun is about to rise. And this Krishna, he has not come. So then Radharani starts weeping and deeply breathing after she speaks. Oh! So the Manjari starts weeping too. And the tears of the Manjari are falling just beside the flower bed. And just beside the flower bed on the Brajaduli, the ground of the Kunj, the transcendental divine land of Vrindavan, And Radharani's tears as she's sitting with Vishakha on the flower bed are falling on the bed and moistening the flower petals. The Manjari is feeling so terrible. Then Radharani suddenly faints, and the Manjari practically drops the chamara and faints also. But then that mood of Radharani fully envelops and overtakes the Manjari, and she becomes Murchita. She wants to also faint, pralaya. But then her intense seva bhav, her dasi bhav, is Radharani's raha kinkari, as her parichanani Manjari, her raha kinkari, her raha kinkari, the secret, confidential, trusted Manjari dasi of Radharani. That dasi bhav overtakes and controls all other feelings and sentiments. And immediately the Manjari looks at Vishakha, and in her eyes she conveys to Vishakha, "I'm going." And here, if you want to fan, I leave the fan here. You can fan Radharani. I'm going to run. So in the eyes of the Manjari, she's looking at her Yukteswari Vishakha, and she's saying, I'm going, I'm going to look everywhere, run like faster than Hanuman, faster than Vayu, faster than the wind, faster than Hanuman. I will run on all the footpaths and gullies surrounding all of her Braj, from Nandagram to this Yamuna, finding that Sham. And then she leaves. Radhe, 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 Radhe.